Have you ever said the words, "Put me in, coach"? I'm honestly not sure that I have. I played sports growing up and I did want to be in the game, but I'm the player that didn't really care about winning or losing. I just wanted to have a good time. When I played softball in the third grade, I wanted to hit the ball hard and I wanted to catch it and get someone out, but I did not want that ball to hit me in the face. Ironically, I ended out the season with a ball to the lip. That was it for softball. I played basketball primarily because I wanted my dad to coach me, and I was excited about picking all my friends to be on our team. We had so much fun. I think we may have won a game or two. Who knows? We did learn the value of teamwork and how to dribble, pass the ball, run some plays, and do some layups. But most importantly, we looked cute, laughed, and had a blast. I tried volleyball for a season, but I popped a vein in my wrist with a power serve, which was awesome, but after that, I was out. Tennis, I played for a year and really had a great time, but my coach told my dad that I just didn't sweat enough, so I was out. I didn't fight that because I really only played so I could opt out of gym. Some people are way more passionate about sports, and they not only want to be in the game, they want to win. They show up early to practice, stay late. They are faithful to work out and eat or drink what they need to build up muscle and strength. They are in it to win it. And when game time comes around, if they aren't in the game, they want to be. They're chomping at the bit, saying, "Put me in, coach. I want to do my part to help us win." The prophet Isaiah was that kind of player. Isaiah 6:8. "Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, 'Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?' And I said, 'Here am I. Send me.'" Isaiah sees an amazing vision of the Lord, and he is undone in his presence. He realizes his inadequacy, and in the vision, Isaiah is forgiven and purified to speak the words of the Lord to Israel. Then the Lord asks the question, "Whom shall I send? Who will go for us?" Isaiah doesn't hesitate. He is ready. "Put me in, coach. I'll go. Send me. I'll be your messenger. I'll deliver your words to the people." And he does. Isaiah had an amazing encounter with the Lord, and from it he realized his desperate need of forgiveness and grace. God prepares and equips him for the task, and from that point on, he is ready to get in the game. What would happen if we all had that kind of passion for Christ? A desire to dig in the Word, grow in discipleship, and share the good news of Jesus? "Lord, whatever you ask, I'm ready. Send me. I'll serve. I'll give. I'll mentor a student. I'll love my neighbor. I'll speak your truth." When you have an encounter with Jesus, your heart opens to see all the ways you can serve and live for Him. That's the truth. It's game on in this world. Don't sit on the sidelines. God needs you to say, "Put me in, coach. I'll go." Let's be in it to win it. I'm Lori Klein.